respected elders and brothers in Islam. Today I will be narrating the story of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. During the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a young orphan who was getting a wall built from the edge of his house to his neighbors, but there was a palm tree that was causing a halt to the construction. The wall could not either be continued unless the tree was either removed or added to the child's house. This tree belonged to the companion named Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The young boy came to Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, "Give me that tree so I can construct the wall." Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "No, it is mine." Then the young boy said, "Then sell it to me." Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused once again, and the young boy said, "By Allah, I'm going to complain to the Prophet of Allah." He went and told what exactly had happened with him, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam softly said, "Where is Abu Lubaba? Call Abu Lubaba." Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "O Abu Lubaba, give him this tree." Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "No, O Prophet of Allah, it is my haqq." Then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Abu Lubaba, sell it to him." Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "No, O Prophet of Allah, it is mine." After hearing this, tears started flowing from the young boy's eyes. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "O Abu Lubaba, give him a branch from this tree and you will earn a tree in Jannah." Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I don't want it," and then left off. Then Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu had heard this and saw the boy crying. He went close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to him, "If I purchase the same tree, will I get the same offer?" Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes." Then Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ran after Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said to him, "O Abu Lubaba, do you know my orchard?" His house was in the orchard, and some scholars said it had 400 trees, whilst others said it had 600. "It is yours for that tree." Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu turned around and said, "Are you out of your mind?" Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "No, it is yours. I know people. Be witness." Then Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu went where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the boy were and said to him, "O boy, this tree is yours." Then Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to his old orchard and called out, "Ya Ummu Darda, O Ummi Darda." Then she radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Yes, O Abu Darda." He said, "Come out of the orchard." She asked, "Why?" He said, "We have sold it to Allah and His Messenger." She said, "Rabbi hal bay'u ya Abu Darda." "What a successful deal, Abu Darda." Then Ummi Darda radiallahu ta'ala and Umar got their children out of the orchard. They were carrying some dates. She got hold of their hands, opened them, and threw the dates back into the orchard and said, "They are for Allah, my child." And thus, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu sold off his 400 trees, thus a home for his tree in Jannah. In the Battle of Uhud, when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking at the faces of the martyrs, he saw Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu's body. So he went to Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu's body, kneeled down, looked at him and said, and looked at him and said, "How many trees for Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Jannah?" This was the story of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The truth was, the Sahaba, due to their firm conviction in Allah and His Messenger and our Prophet, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were ready to sacrifice each and every atom in this mortal world in return for Jannah. The noble Sahaba is very understood when Allah Ta'ala says, "Lan tanalu birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun." O Muslims, you will not attain piety unless you spend of which you love. The noble Sahaba had perfect understanding of the importance of the sacred commands of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and took every opportunity to act on the orders given. They, in this regard, deserved to be followed. Indeed, there was a type who could be the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his befitting servants. I will finish my speech with an ayah from the Quran. وَسَارِئُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَأُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Compete with one another for forgiveness from your Lord and Jannah, as wide as are the heavens and the earth. May Allah grant us the reward of what has been said and heard. Ameen.